Hey, welcome to Not Shallow. I'm Rebecca Collins. Well, it's late into August, and like clockwork, the late summer doldrums have arrived, at least for me. I'm not sure if other people experience this, but it's a feeling that always hits me this time of year. I'm sick of everything. And at the same time, I feel a sadness creeping in that summer is not over, but coming to an end. It's on the horizon. And all that lush beauty out there and the sound of crickets and frogs, I mean, I just know that it's going to go away. I'm sick of humidity. I'm sick of my clothes. I can no longer handle shorts, which is a garment I have a very complicated relationship with to begin with. I bought a pair of shorts this year for the first time in a very long time and have been wearing them. I'm sick of festivals, but since I don't actually go to festivals, I think I'm really just sick of hearing about festivals. And I hate to admit it, but people are getting on my nerves. It's not that they're doing anything wrong, but you know, they exist and they're human, so that's an issue. And they're pushing in front of the bus doors to be on the bus first, or they're out of rhythm at my exercise class, causing major distraction for me. And they're all driving like assholes. I think sometimes what a person needs, at least what I need in this kind of situation, is a distraction. And what better distraction, I decided, than YouTube videos? Obviously, you can watch them anywhere, most notably at work, in the middle of the afternoon, or on your phone on the bus or train. You can watch them when you're lying on the couch when it's too hot to go outside, and you keep thinking you should go outside because it's summer. For this episode, I decided to come up with a short list of videos that I'm excited about and share them with you. And then I asked a few of the special people in my life to talk about some of their favorite videos and describe why they're worth watching. And I've posted a roundup of links to these videos on the blog, notshallow.org, so you can go and watch these videos, and it might take up an hour of your time, probably more than an hour if you watch them all. And you won't feel crabby anymore. You might not feel so much better that you want to go to the state fair, but you might decide that you want to go to a movie or walk outside, or I don't know, maybe you want to make a pasta salad. I mean, you know what I mean. So let's get started with my top video picks. My first recommendation is something that I very recently discovered, although I should have known about it for years. And the first discovery is that you can watch these old after-school specials from the 70s and 80s on YouTube. You can watch a lot of them. And I think the best one that I've found so far is called The Day My Kid Went Punk, which is an after-school special from 1987 starring Bernie Capel. He's Doc from The Love Boat. Big apology if his name is Copel. I'm going to call him Capel. Here's the description for this after-school special from IMDb. Teen decides to make noticed from rest of crowd by becoming a punk rocker. Punk rocker is capitalized. I think this sentence was written by a dog. And then the special was written by a cat. So it's 1987 when this is taking place. Punk has long been dead. The only thing to be ashamed of is that you're embracing a lifestyle and a movement that is over. It's the story of a teen, a very straight-laced teen from a very straight-laced family, who decides that, like so many teens the world over, he's tired of being white bread. And he's going to go punk over the summer. And Bernie Capel is the dad, a straight-laced suburban dad who's writing a book called Crisis Management for the Little Guy. I'm not even sure what this means, and honestly, it seemed too exhausting to try to understand not only this after-school special and why it exists, and also the special motivations for the dad character. So I'm just going to put it out there, Crisis Management for the Little Guy. The way this starts out is that Terry, the punk rocker Terry, which is a great name. Why would you pick that name? Terry approaches Dad and says, "Hey, Dad, I was thinking of changing my look this summer. Maybe something, I don't know, a little bit funkier maybe." Then he tells his mom, same setting in the kitchen, that he's thinking of getting a new haircut in case he gets into a band. So right away, you know that Terry is going to fail horribly as a punk rocker. I mean, no punk asks permission to be punk rock. I get it, though. I mean, I would do anything to rebel and show my displeasure if my dad was Doc from the Love Boat. That guy really skeeves me out. So I want to recommend The Day My Kid Went Punk, because if you need any more enticement, there is a receptionist who calls Terry when she sees his getup, when he's the punk rocker. She says he's Ziggy Ziggy Sputnik lookalike. I don't even know what that means, but I thought it was brilliant. So moving on, my second video is, I believe it's one that a friend of mine named Joellen, who you'll be hearing from later in the show, I believe she shared the link with me first. And it's a video that's called Fuck That, A Guided Meditation. It's a 2.5 minute meditation that helps you let the horseshit of the external world fade from your awareness. So yeah, it's not your standard meditation video and it's not meant to be, but it really helps me because I laugh every single time I listen to this, and it really does accomplish its mission. It helps me take myself and the world less seriously. Breathe in strength, breathe out bullshit. Take a moment to appreciate the silence. Okay. My third video is a montage of Joan Collins as Alexis Carrington on Dynasty. I've never watched Dynasty in any completist kind of way. I've seen episodes, I've seen clips, but now I think that watching Dynasty is on my to-do list. Dare I say bucket list? Because I have a pretty strange bucket list. But a loving fan named Andrew Scott put together a very extensive montage of all of Joan's highlight moments called Shit Alexis Says. And it's 8.5 minutes of over-the-top lines, gowns, furs, diamonds, slaps across the face. Oh, so much drama and intrigue. One of my favorite lines is, "I do enjoy my own company almost as much as you do." Yeah, go Alexis. It is empowering to watch Alexis if you're having a weak moment or a moment of self-despair. For me, I watch it and it's like, put on some lipstick and some chandelier diamond earrings and go out and make some trouble. Go crack some skulls. So for the rest of the show, we're going to hear from some friends of mine. I talked to them about things that they enjoy watching on YouTube, got their recommendations. And, you know, we could call this episode The Very Best of YouTube.
Hi, my name is Katie, and these are my top three YouTube videos. Number three is the Microsoft Windows 95 video guide, which is a training video about all the features of Windows 95 when it first came out, including minimizing and maximizing, recycle bin, Start menu. Start big menu. Features.
So this is really the idiot's guide to Windows 95.
It is. Just the basics.
And who's in this video?
Starring Jennifer Aniston and Matthew Perry.
What? What?
So this...
Of Friends fame?
Friends had just started in 94, so oh. I think they really caught them early in the game. Like, they brought them in do this video.
So she's rocking her famous haircut.
Beautiful hair.
Beautiful.
Yes.
Wedge.
Yes.
Wedge cut to the side there.
Yes. Okay. Lots of layers.
Lots of layers.
And Matthew Perry really is, like, the Chandler character. This video is about an hour long. Big investment.
An hour long.
It's an hour. But you really only need to watch the first 30 minutes because it's the world's first cyber sitcom.
Are they in the Friends apartment?
They're not. They're in Bill Gates' office.
Oh, with Bill Gates?
He's not in the video.
Oh, my God.
No. But about so many characters keep popping up. So first, there's like the secretary that's in the office. And then this nerdy guy called the Chipster shows up and And he teaches them about how you can, like, fax an order.
What?
You can, like, fax things from your...
From your computer.
Yeah, you could. I never did.
Amazing. But. This is amazing.
And then this other character named Joystick Johnny shows up to teach him how to play 3D pinball, which was pretty awesome.
So this is for... Did this come with Windows 95?
That's a good question. Like, I wonder if it was on VHS or... I mean, like, DVDs were just coming out,
how
right?
How do people watch it?
What I really love to imagine is that people were forced to watch this during, like, a work training.
Right. And then maybe the facilitator was like, it's okay because it's Jennifer Aniston and Matthew Perry.
They push in the big TV, like, on the cart
on
with the TV.
Yeah.
And you're all sitting in the conference room.
And are you at those long tables and you all have your own computer and you're supposed to, like, do it along with
a training. Yeah.
Okay. It sounds good.
My last favorite thing about it before we move on to number two is horrible jokes, like really bad jokes. So one time Jennifer Aniston was, like, calling floppy disks flappies by mistake. And then Matthew Perry corrected her. But every time someone makes a joke, they make this, like, like this horrible guitar twang, like Seinfeld kind of.
Seinfeld, that was exactly what
every
I was thinking.
Every time.
Seinfeld.
Every time. It's cringeworthy. I mean, if you really.
I think I need to watch this tomorrow at work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you can train some friends on Windows 95.
For sure. All right, moving on to number two.
Number two. Adorable. DuckTales theme song with live ducks. Made with live ducks. As a child of the 80s, always wanted to dive into that pile of money in Scrooge McDuck's vault. And pretty self-explanatory.
So it has real live ducks. Are they cute?
Shot for shot, very cute. So
are they babies?
Huey, Dewey, and Louie are played by little yellow ducklings. A lot of hats. And then Scrooge McDuck is like a bigger white duck.
Now, how did you find this video?
I think my brother posted it on my wall. We both were big DuckTales fans.
Okay, DuckTales.
It's really fun to watch on its own, but if you want to, there's also a side-by-side you can watch, which shows the animated version next to the live-action version. So that's kind of fun, because I kind of forgot what the animated version looked like.
Right.
And the music's great.
It sounds like a good one. Hot.
Adorable.
Hot video. All right, what is number one?
Number one. I kind of want to watch it right now. Maybe we can watch it after we're done.
We'll watch it after we're done.
Val Kilmer losing his glasses. I found this video because someone sent me a link. The guy or the person that made this one also made a couple of videos of movie titles and movies.
Okay.
Where people, clips of where people say the title of the movie in the movie, which is very satisfying when you're like, The Terminator! He said it! That's the name of the movie! So this person also made Val Kilmer losing his glasses, which I watched. Oh, gosh. 5 times on Friday.
Okay.
It's a compilation of all the times Val Kilmer has taken off his glasses or sunglasses in a movie. 24 times. It's so great.
How can it be that many times?
So many times.
Has he been in that many?
I'm not a huge Val Kilmer fan, but the ones I recognized were The Doors.
The Doors. Where he must be whipping off sunglasses.
Yep.
Those wire rim sunglasses.
A lot of wire rims.
Yep, wire rims.
Top Gun, and then Batman Forever. Those were the three that I recognized.
Very strange.
But if you are a hardcore Val Kilmer fan, you'd probably be able to recognize all the movies.
All the movies. I am not it's a hardcore. Great. What happened to Val Kilmer?
Where is he now?
Where is he now? What's his next project?
Oh, I have no idea. We'll have to look that up.
We'll look that up.
Let's look it up.
Let's look it up.
I hope he tears his glasses off at whatever his next project is.
I think he probably will. This sounds like a great video.
It's short. DuckTales and Val Kilmer. Short. Really quick one.
Short, and
short investment.
Now, the other one, though, you should have some time.
Might want to set aside a little bit of time for some Microsoft Windows 95 training.
All right.
Hello, my name's Ellen, and I'm going to be talking about goat videos on YouTube. So I think the first time I saw goat videos was, if anyone's seen like pygmy goats, and they're like these miniature, tiny little goats. And they run, they don't really like move all four of their legs, but they kind of like bounce and hop like bunnies.
Oh, they don't move
yeah.
their... Oh.
They kind of, when they run, they like bound like bunnies, and they're really cute, and I think people keep them as pets too.
That sounds cute.
But the funny thing is that when you scare them, their entire body like stiffens up, and then they fall over like they're a piece of cardboard or something. And so there are all these videos of people purposefully like torturing these goats by like opening umbrellas in front of them, in front of like a big group, and then they all simultaneously like flop over.
What?
And it's just really funny. So it's like their defense mechanism.
That's so cute.
To like stiffen up like a corpse.
Yeah.
And fall over.
That's cute.
So they would get like big like groups of them to run. And then they would run towards someone with like an umbrella, and the umbrella would open, and then they'd all like be like, and like fall over. So that was my first goat video.
Goat
that
experience?
I was watching on YouTube. And then there's also a lot of good YouTube videos of goats bouncing on beds, because they like to bounce up and down. So they'll just be on beds like jumping and jumping.
So
and they're really
these
cute.
Goats live in a house?
Yeah, people keep them as like pets, sort of like little dogs. But I heard that you can't potty train them.
Oh,
so
that's not good.
That's disgusting.
That's a drawback. What about litter box?
I don't think so. I think that
goat
they
box?
Think the house is the goat box.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
Goats are just dropping it wherever they go.
Right.
So I'm not getting a goat.
So, yeah, unless if that's an issue for you.
Yeah.
I would not recommend getting a goat.
Small issue for me.
And then my goat experience went to the next level.
Oh.
I had gone on a few dates with someone, and I was driving back to Milwaukee, where my family's from, and he had sent me a link to these screaming goats on YouTube, because I don't know, we must have been talking about goats. As one does.
Yes,
on a
of course.
As one does on a second or third
especially
date,
especially on a first date.
Yeah,
that's where I like to get right to the goats back in the day.
Nothing sexier.
What is your stance on goats?
Yeah, I mean, that's why I'm single, I guess.
No.
Maybe I should save the goat conversation for like date number six
for later.
And he sent me this link, and so, but when I got home, I mean, I didn't watch it while I was driving, safety first. And I got home and I had to go to the bathroom really bad because I had been driving for like 5 hours. So I ran upstairs to our bathroom and I like had my phone, and I'm sure everyone like looks at their phone when they're on the toilet.
Sure.
And
occasionally.
Well, and of course I really wanted to like see what he had sent me.
Right, right.
Clicked on the link, and it was this compilation of these screaming goats, and I laughed so hard. I'm sitting like on the toilet upstairs
laughing
like a crazy person, and I could not stop. It was like one of those laughters where
maybe you were a little delirious from your ride.
Yeah, and from like a text from a cute boy, you're like, and it was like,
oh, he was
have a nice ride.
Or not only was he thinking of me, he sent me some screaming goats.
I know, like, how thoughtful.
Oh, you care.
No, no flowers, no chocolate, but screaming goat videos. That's gold.
Right.
So I was just dying. It was so funny because it was one it's not like all screaming goats sound the same too. A lot of
individual screams.
Yeah, they sound very different, and some of them have like a
higher pitch,
a high pitch, like kind of girly scream, uh-huh. And then some have this like low, like duh. It's like weird because so every time a goat comes up, you don't know what their scream is going to sound like. So it's also kind of an exciting mystery. I showed the video to my mom, and she just didn't even get it at all.
That's you the know, worst.
Right. When I was
where
so,
you think something's so funny and then yeah. someone's like, uh-huh.
My mom's like, I don't get it. Is that really them? I don't understand. And I'm like, yes. Do you see? It's the goat. And when they open their mouth, the sound comes out.
Maybe she thought it was dubbed.
Yeah. I don't know. I think she thought that it was supposed to be more complicated than it was.
So do you have, can you play a screaming goat?
Yeah. I've got one queued up here.
All right. Let's listen to the screaming goat. That does sound like a man.
Here's another one.
So do you still watch the goat videos, or are you moved on to something else? Are there other animals out there that you haven't?
I am a fan of, and now I don't know if I'm going to pronounce this right, the GIF or GIF?
GIF. I say GIF.
I've looked it up. I've had multiple conversations with people about this.
Yeah.
Apparently the guy who invented the GIF says it's actually pronounced GIF.
All right, fine.
But I don't like that, so GIF. I'm going to continue using GIF because it's
yeah.
my life.
Yeah.
I'll do what I want.
It's my life.
But I'm into like finding really funny GIFs and sending them to people. So now you can find some of those on YouTube. Like,
okay.
Like funny animal GIFs. I always send those to my sister.
Okay.
Because she doesn't understand how to like use the internet, and she's like, "How do you get these?" And I was just like, "It's Google.
It's magic.
You Google animal GIFs.
There it is."
And you have like a gazillion to choose from. And she's like, "I don't know where to get these online." It's nice because then she's always like super.
She's probably really impressed.
Yeah, impressed with my internet skills, which I don't think anyone has said ever. But my mother, who is ironically, now I'm getting kind of off topic,
yeah,
doesn't have a smartphone, has a desktop Apple computer from like 7-8 years ago.
Right.
And might be getting an Apple Watch, told
what?
Me yesterday.
What?
Yeah.
What the hell is she going to do with that?
I don't know.
Let's ease into it with a phone, huh?
When she uses her iPad, she pretty much uses it to check the baseball score, to go on MSN.com and send me the latest article of top 10 whatever thing, you know, top 10 ways to lose belly fat or top 10 things to eat to
from
poop
MS,
better. Or
from
like,
MSN?
Yeah.
That's so annoying. That's like,
because that's her homepage.
Oh, but it's so 98.
She has an MSN email account. So
no.
But so we always, my sister and I joke because we'll get like, oh, top 10 things to eat to, you know, lose weight or whatever.
Yeah.
And the article always like contradicts itself in some way that it's like, don't eat grains. And then it's like,
eat grains.
Eat whole wheat grains. And we're like, what?
They always have something about those acai berries.
Oh, yeah.
Always.
Oh, the acai berries. Yes. They're very hip.
Yes. Eat those berries.
Yeah. So anyways, this is the woman who's going to get an Apple Watch.
Soon she'll be sending you GIFs.
Yeah. If she couldn't figure out how to link her Fitbit to her computer, so then she just returned it in anger.
Oh no.
So well, maybe I can send her goat videos.
That's
and
you
she can watch
yes.
them on her on
watch
her watch.
Hi, I'm Meister Chimichanga, and my favorite video is every single video on my YouTube channel.
Okay, what's some of your favorite? What's one of your favorites?
Well, there's one with me and my friend saying no and yes over and over again.
For how long?
Like 20 seconds.
Oh, okay.
And then the video ends with the screen going black and me saying, that's the end, folks. And then the sound of clapping. The video was titled, Another 20 Seconds of Your Life Wasted.
That's pretty good. What else have you guys done?
Well, my first videos were this Lord of the Rings parody I made with paper cutouts.
Did you act it all out?
Yeah, my parents did some of the voicing, though.
How many Lord of the Rings videos do you have?
A lot.
A lot. And what are you working on right now? What's your latest?
Well, I'm working on a parody of the Avengers called The Averages, but it's going to take a long time.
Like a year?
Probably not that long. I just have to find a time when I can get a bunch of my friends to come over.
Okay. And is it going to be, is it one long piece or is it a bunch of videos?
No, it's one video.
And you're acting out the story of?
The Averages.
The Averages. And what do they do?
They're stopping evil.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah.
Do you think you'll keep making videos forever?
Yes.
Hi, I'm Joellen, and these are my YouTube videos. My first video is called Happy Birthday Peaches. It's a video about a skunk who's having her first birthday.
So wait, is Peaches a pet?
Peaches is a pet skunk, and the man who owns her is behind the camera talking to Peaches and saying things like, Happy birthday, Peaches. No. Peaches likes their treats.
So wait, there are some logistical questions I have about having a skunk as a pet.
Yeah.
Number one, do they spray you?
I don't know. That's not discussed in the Happy Birthday, Peaches video. There's like a kitchen table with some stuff on it, I think. And then there's a cupcake in the middle. And Peaches is devouring the cupcake. But she's devouring it like an animal, not like a pet, not like if your dog or cat was and was like looking at you occasionally.
So, like a lot of pieces.
No, I just mean she has a very animal-like focus. She is not paying attention to what he's saying and his encouraging words about her first birthday. So the reason I like the video, why it's one of my top picks is, one, it's a great video to post on someone's wall from Facebook for their birthday. I always. It's like my ghost.
Wait, I have never gotten this from you.
Well.
So this year.
I owe you.
Okay.
Then, two, the man who's speaking sounds like Will Forte, which is what I sort of imagine him looking like as well. You don't ever see the man. And then three, there is someone who's taking photos with a disposable camera, and you can hear see the flash, and you can hear them winding the camera film as well. So that's like a little subtle clue. Like, it's just a subtle thing that's going on.
Yeah.
But it's just enjoyable. It makes me smile whenever I think of it or whenever I watch it.
Is Peaches wearing a birthday hat?
Yes.
Awesome. That was my number one criteria. Next.
So my second video, we're going to take a serious turn here.
Okay.
An appreciation for nature.
Okay.
And I'm really serious about it. Which is called Murmuration, and it's these two girls, maybe from the UK. They are either very like early in their 20s, so they're young women, or maybe even teens when they shot this. So two girls go on a canoe trip towards an island, and as they're going, it doesn't take very long, and then this giant swarm of starlings comes out in front of them. And starlings are the kinds of birds where when they fly in a flock, they fly together. So, like, almost like they're linked imaginarily with wires or something. They're, like, equidistant from each other. And it's a huge flock, and they form these amazing shapes in the sky, which is amazing. I mean, it's just incredible in and of itself. But then I think the thing that makes the video is that the flock is coming right over their canoe, and the girls are reacting, so they're like gasping and like sucking in their breath, and you can just tell like what an incredible experience it was. And then it's scored with I think like piano music or something, but I think it's scored well. Some of the comments say that it's not scored well, but
because people can never really like everything.
No, yeah, I mean, it's YouTube.
It's YouTube.
So it's just a really, it's lovely, and
yeah.
And whenever I see, I mean, we don't have flocks like this that I've seen in Minnesota, mm-hmm. but like if you see a small one, it's just, I could watch them for hours.
Yeah. That sounds cool.
I think it is.
I'm going to check that one out.
Do it.
All right, and what is your top video?
My top... Wait. Top video. I didn't do it right then.
Oh, no.
Peaches is my top video.
Okay.
This
is a sad third video. Third place, people.
Not third place. An interesting genre of video.
Okay,
so I actually have to, like, look and read what this says because I don't remember, but they're always called, like, ASMR, and that stands for Autonomous Sensory Meridian Response. And what that is, like, a sort of tingly, pleasing feeling that people get when they have a sensory experience. So, like, I would say, like, when you get, a lot of times when people get their hair cut, they have this feeling that's a very, like, almost sleepy feeling, almost meditative feeling.
Like when someone just plays with your hair.
Yes. So this whole genre of videos are dedicated to these sounds that, like, just someone in their house or in an environment will make. So you can find, like, 30 minutes of someone with a pencil, like, drawing on paper. And the only thing you can hear is the pencil on the paper.
Like that scratching sound.
Yeah, which could be really pleasing to someone. Yeah. I'm someone that's pleasing to. Other things that I've seen are, like, people sorting and, like, collecting pencils or art supplies or makeup for some reason. Or there's some water stuff, but I feel like that's kind of just covered in general by, like, meditation music.
Right.
But this one that I've chosen, there's a man and a woman's hands, and they are handling medium-sized stones on a beach. And it's just sort of like the rubbing and clicking of these stones together, and they just pick them up or, like, rake their fingers across them. And it's the reason I went to go find this, and I didn't know this was, like, a thing.
Yeah.
I mean,
I wouldn't have known.
There's, like, hundreds of videos like this. Oh. I mean, not just stones, but, like,
pencils
and
makeup containers.
Like, people. Oh, a lot of people are into people whispering, but I don't like that.
Yeah, that sounds creepy.
Understand. It does sound creepy, but I would understand. I get why it would create that response in somebody. Mm-hmm. But the reason why I went to go find it is because I had heard a meditation music, and it sounded to me in the meditation music like someone was, like, raking stones, almost like a Zen garden, mm-hmm. Like a Chinese monk or something was, like, raking stones. So I thought that sound was so cool. And then I went to go to try to find it. And this whole genre appeared to me. I just think it's really interesting.
That's really interesting. I never knew that was a thing. And now I'm really intrigued.
You should go find it.
Do you, like, fall asleep to it?
You could. Or, like, sometimes I'll put it on at work or something. Work.
Yeah. Because they're half hour.
Yeah. They're, like, some of them are almost, like, an hour long, too.
Whoa.
Yeah. Where you could just, like, have it on in the background and it's not lyrics from a song that are going to, like, mess you up if you're trying to write or
and
something.
And it's not the sound of whales.
Yes,
which is what you usually get.
That's right. And I'm a huge podcast fan, but sometimes that, if I'm trying to follow a story and I'm trying to do something.
You can't do it.
Sometimes my brain doesn't work that way.
I can't do it.
Yeah. Sometimes I can, but sometimes I just need to listen to the French man playing with some stones.
That's right.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that at all. In fact, encouraged. So do you think I could find one of a bowling alley?
I hope so.
Or could I request to have one made?
You should, because people are like, oh yeah, no, I got this request for taking them, whatever, caps off of markers and putting them back on.
Oh.
I made that up. But
could, like, I get into this line? Have my own channel where I make these sounds?
Yeah, do it.
Okay.
Washing kale.
This is Keith. And I am going to be talking about it's actually a series of linked videos on YouTube. It is the collection of 13 videos that make up the Freddie Mercury tribute concert.
13 videos?
13 videos. There should be more. There's material that's not in this set.
How do you know that?
When I was doing my homework on Wikipedia today, I found out that...
Who's missing?
Well, so this is a concert that happened in 1992, and this was the tribute to Freddie Mercury.
Where was it?
I believe it was at Wembley Stadium.
Good old Wembley.
Good old
I've
Wembley.
I've seen so many good shows there.
Yes, I bet you did. No, but so I guess like in the real concert, they had like this afternoon portion where like I think Metallica and like Guns N' Roses and Spinal Tap.
Spinal Tap.
Spinal Tap.
In 92?
Yeah, because, yeah, it's weird. But so none of that is on the version
what?
That made
they cut
YouTube.
Metallica and they cut Guns N' Roses?
Yes, but Axl shows up later. Oh. So the actual thing that's in these videos then is the three surviving members of Queen then just play the hits of Queen with this rotating cast of, you know, their pals and their well-wishers. And it's a weird mix because like it starts out with them playing and Joe Elliott from Def Leppard is there and Slash. And
Slash. I mean, that's, you got to have Slash.
Oh, 92 especially.
Could be no tribute concert without Slash showing up.
Right. And like later on, Seal's there.
Oh, no.
And
Seal?
I can't remember the guy's
name. He's riding
name.
High on his Kiss of the Rose.
Yeah. So with the 13 videos that make this section, what I love is that like the music is sometimes it's good, usually it's pretty bad, and it kind of starts out low and like increments up slowly through time, but everybody looks ridiculous because it's 1992, and so like even when you know the music, it's worth listening to just for the music because. Any song might be good, might not, but it's just so entertaining. Like, Seal just has these giant Harry Potter glasses.
What?
Yeah. Robert Plant comes out, and he's wearing this, like, blue velvet blouse with kind of a fluffy scarf.
Oh,
but
no.
Then he's like sings this really just ass-kicking version of a crazy little thing called Love.
Oh.
And, you know.
You forgive him for the shirt.
Yeah. It's, you know, it's great. My favorite terrible costume in this. Actually, Axl Rose wins it twice towards the end. As he comes out, and I don't remember what song, but he's wearing a black leather kilt and a football jersey. And
what team does he root for?
Well, okay.
Or is that not clear?
It looks like an Oakland Raiders jersey, but it's not because there's some like GNR.
Oh, it's a GNR jersey.
I guess.
How awesome
well,
is that?
So GNR's jerseys only go to the bottom of your rib cage.
As they should. I mean, why would you want it to be any longer?
Right.
Half shirt jersey.
So, and then, you know, Axl does a song like that and then disappears and comes back out in his white outfit that
Ooh.
Is white bike shorts
Ooh.
And a white leather jacket with a big cross on the lapel.
Well, you got to be confident to rock white bike shorts.
Right.
In front of thousands.
Well, and I mean, to be fair, this is Axl at the peak of his
this
powers.
Is peak.
Like he
Right. We're not talking Chinese democracy here.
No, he comes out and like every time Axl's on stage, you're like, this is a star.
Right.
This is a man who is living up to Freddie Mercury.
There's some showmanship. I mean,
yeah.
Showmanship.
Yeah, 100%.
Pretty high showmanship.
Yeah.
So that's your is Axl your favorite?
No, Axl's my favorite fashion crime.
Okay. Who's your favorite performer?
So, yeah, the point where it actually musically gets good is section 8 of the...
Oh, is that video 8?
Yes.
For those of you playing at home.
Yes, and you really should watch this because, you know, there's just this parade, this motley parade. Oh, actually, the other fashion criminals are the surviving members of Queen.
Oh.
Who just, like, I can't let this sit. Brian May is wearing this, like, vest that I don't know, it's like this kind of weird rainbow pattern, like vest of many colors, and he looks like he's like your wacky uncle
Joseph's Technicolor dream vest.
Exactly. The drummer is wearing, for chunks of it anyway, he seems to change his clothes, but he seems to be wearing like a knight's costume.
like a metal,
no, but like what they would wear over the metal, so it's got like this big, like these big florid shoulders and like some kind of a sigil on the front.
Okay.
The base
kind of was their shining crowning moment.
Yeah, you know, I mean it. Yeah, I mean that's probably exactly what's happening. Anyway, yeah, so section 8 of these videos, like a little bit of a clown show, and then suddenly Bowie comes out. And Annie Lennox comes out and like,
oh yeah.
And you know, Bowie looks fairly good by 80s Bowie or early 90s Bowie standards. He's got like this lime green suit on, looks still kind of coke wraithy, but he's supposedly clean by then. And Annie Lennox just looks awesome. She's got this like...
Yeah, I've seen this. Like I've seen this section. I've seen this video.
Looks like she's in like a futuristic production of Black Swan or something.
Yeah, she looks awesome. And she's amazing anyway. Yeah. And she sings in this section 8.
Yeah, they come out and they do Under Pressure. And it's just...
It's so good.
Amazing.
It's a little tear-inducing, actually. It is. Because, you know, you're just thinking about Freddie and you're thinking about the song. And then it's Annie and it's David and... I mean, that's worth a watch. More than one watch.
And the thing that blows my mind, too, is like, so, Annie, you know, it's Annie Lennox. She's got this great voice. And there are, like, notes that Freddie Mercury could hit that she can't hit.
Yeah.
But, you know, so they do that, and that's nuts. And then it just kind of derails into this, like, awesome little mini Bowie show. And he brings Mick Ronson out, who he hasn't, like, the two of them had this big falling out in the early 70s, and this is like their big reunion, you know, and they're like, yeah, Mick Ronson's here, hey Mick, hey Rono, how's it going? And then the dude from Mott the Hoople comes out and three of them play all the young dudes, and you're just like, well, what is this? This is so cool.
That's pretty cool.
It is cool. And then Bowie and Rono play heroes, and like it's, you know, and it's a little weird because like it has nothing to do with Queen.
Right.
But musically it's nuts.
So they were kind of taking over Freddie's tribute for themselves.
A little bit.
A little bit. But we forgive.
Yeah. And then... So I remember this from watching this on MTV. This is edited out of the YouTube version. After they do Heroes, the show just thuds to a halt as Bowie leads the crowd in the Lord's Prayer.
Oh.
Yeah, but you know, that's not on YouTube, so you don't have to worry about that.
Oh, they cut that.
Yeah. And then, like Elton John comes out, and this is when the Axl stuff happens. But then like it ratchets back up to crazy good at the end. Because, and I have no, most of this I remember from watching on MTV. My friend Grant and I just watched this obsessively when it came out. And like, that's when I became a Bowie fan, I think. So I remember most of the moments. I have no memory of this until I saw it the other day. That Liza Minnelli comes out and sings We Are the Champions with the three surviving.
I've seen that as well. And she's wearing like such a low cut shirt. It's like all ridiculous. It's like down to her navel.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not really what you want to see Liza in.
Oh, but it's, sure. It's, you know.
Her segment's okay. Her performance is pretty good.
I think it's,
She's really, what's surprising is how much she has the crowd with her.
Yeah.
They're really, I mean, was this the end of the show, do you think?
Yes, that was the very end.
So maybe they might have been happy because they're like, it's over.
Well, but I also think like, I wouldn't have thought this in 1992, but I think like Liza Minnelli is a good person for that song. It's a song you got to belt out and she can belt it out.
Yeah, she can belt it out. But then at the end of the song, she says something we love you, Freddie. And then she says,
stay safe.
Hey, I was saying that I wish she would have said, drive safe. That would have been more funny, even if she's like, drive safe, Freddie.
Stay safe, dead man.
Yeah, that's a little weird.
That's pretty weird.
And then everyone comes out on stage.
Yeah.
Everybody.
As you do at these sort of things.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very touching.
It is.
So what is that it then? Do you have anything else for us?
So that's my main video recommendation. And my other video recommendation is a small, slight little thing. It's a horse taking it to the limit. And so it's just a clip from Grand Theft Auto where someone has modded it so that the person driving a car is actually a horse. And they just kind of go on a rampage through the city.
Right.
And there's this awful 80s butt rock song playing the whole time. They're just like, take it to the limit.
Is that a real song?
I think it is.
I hope it is. I want to get it. So take it to the limit.
Take it.
With a horse in a sports car.
Damn straight.
I'm Joel. The reason the internet was created is clearly to just give us all access to William Shatner screaming Khan over and over again into infinity from The Wrath of Khan.
Is it like an outtake that somebody strung together a bunch of Khan?
It's just an outtake from, you know, a little tidbit, a little teaser from The Wrath of Khan that's just repeated over and over again. That's it. That's the whole
video.
That's the whole thing.
So it's like 30 seconds long.
No. The actual clip is not even that long.
Oh.
But anyway, it's a GIF. It just repeats over and over.
Oh, and, I see.
And that's it.
And yeah. Why do you love it so much?
It expresses our deep inner angst in a way that only William Shatner can.
Only William Shatner.
I think we feel his pain.
Okay.
You know, immediately.
So if you're having a bad day,
if you're having a good day, either one, perfect. You can turn to it in celebration. You can turn to it in remorse. Either way, it's gold.
Okay, that is the episode. That's our show. Hopefully you will go check all these fabulous videos out. You can find links to them all on my blog, which is notshallow.org. And I also have a presence on Facebook and Twitter. I don't know that I say anything very interesting or stimulating there necessarily. I guess sometimes I have some good things and sometimes I forget about it for days on end. And that's just the way I am. But go check out the videos. I think that it's a really good crop of videos that will make you laugh or entertain you or possibly even amaze and dazzle you. I just have one follow-up item, and that is that we were talking about Val Kilmer, and we said, well, what's that guy been up to? And I think we kind of had a tone like, oh, what's Val Kilmer doing? Implying that he is over. Well, you know, I'm on IMDb, and Val Kilmer has been working. He was in the Spoils of Babylon TV miniseries, at least one episode of Psych. He did a voice in Robot Chicken. And very interesting, in 2014, he was in Tom Sawyer and Huckleberry Finn. Apparently played, maybe I'm not understanding, I think he might have played Mark Twain. I'm not sure how that works. And now follow-up announced Mark Twain and Mary Baker Eddy. And an untitled Terrence Malick project for 2016. So, you know, my apologies to Mr. Kilmer if it made it seem like I thought he had dropped off the face of the earth. I hope that you enjoy these dog days of summer. And if you do actually have a dog to enjoy the dog days of summer with, take that dog out for a hike. Get them out in the woods. It will clear your mind and it will make them smile.